This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, you called me and I hurt real bad, crying myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Robert Barnes is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront of key issues and how to fight all the forced inoculations and tyranny, the latest on the move to indict the president, and so much more. That is coming up next segment. And then after he leaves us, I'm going to open the phones up today. There is so much to get to, so much to cover. So much that I really must get to today, because this is a globalist revolution of putting things in our bodies that completely change our bodies, just like Klaus Schwab said. InfoWars has proven that we know what we're talking about and that we are a major game-changing organization for a pro-human future. And I really appreciate the listeners in the last 27 years that have helped me stay on the air. But now more than ever, being one of the only independent media organizations on the planet that actually understands what we're facing, and now as our prominence and now as people's respect for us really grows to all-time highs, it's more important now than ever that we stay on air to continue to challenge the globalist plague. Our mission now is more important than ever. Our importance is more central than ever, and that means your importance and the guests and the family. That is InfoWars. So, I want to thank the listeners for their support and their prayers. But because of the lockdowns of the last year and the supply chain breakdowns, because we sell high-quality supplements as one of our main funding mechanisms, we're unable to get a lot of these products in. And so bestsellers that we can keep them in stock are able to fund us aren't there. That's why most of the really great stuff that we have is not available most of the time, because the country is just, the world's falling apart. So we've got to substitute some of those sales with T-shirt sales and water filter sales and portable food sales, which are all things that spread the word and wake people up in the case of T-shirts, or that make your water healthy and better for you and your family. We have the highest rated gravity-fed filters and portable food. Everybody needs that with the inflation and the lockdowns and globalism. These are all no-brainers. We go out and bring you the very, very best, and then we hope you will get it from us so we can stay on air. So please, so we can go to the border, and so we can go to all of the country and all the world and cover Bilderberg Group. And I want to go cover Bohemian Grove again this year. So we can do that, I need you to be our sponsor and support us. And you do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. If you go to the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, right there in the middle, you can see where it says become a sponsor, because that's what it is. Give a gift, a one-time gift. Sign up for recurring gifts, $5, $10, $20, $100 a month. We really need that, because that is 95% of the money coming in from a donation actually funds us instead of a product where maybe we make 30, 40% on it when it's on sale, sometimes even less. So we bring in tens of millions of dollars and only have millions to operate with, and running our own infrastructure, our own crews, our own reporters, our own legal, facing the globalist attack, we can't do it without you. So right now, we're running the yearly 4th of July super sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and many of our best-selling items, 40 to 60% off. Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off for seasonal discomfort. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off. The Deep Breath Crystal, so good for your whole body, your libido, your immune system. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, that's discounted massively. Survival Shield X3, 60% off. Biotree Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. And instead of going up in price, they're cutting 10%. They're only doing this two more times this year, in July and again in November before Christmas. And then My Patriot has to go up in prices. We have their whole catalog for an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Nobody has a deal even near that. So get your privacy pockets for your cell phone. Get your books. Get your films. Get your non-GMO heirloom seeds. Get your shortwave radios. Whatever you do, shop with InfoWarsStore.com and help not just keep us on air, but I want to expand. And we can't do it without you. So please help keep us in the black. help keep us out at the tip of the spear, because when you finance us, it's like buying war bonds. You literally are funding the organization that Brian Stelter and George Soros and others completely hate. So please keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone, because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com, because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
So much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into the second hour on this live June 28th Monday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and my good friend and really smart historian, also one of the top lawyers in the country, Robert Barnes, joins us for the hour to cover the waterfront. First off, what does it mean that we've been vindicated, that COVID-19 came out of the lab? What does it mean when even Bill Maher comes out and says big tech's working with the very pharma companies that are poisoning us and that launched COVID-19. What does it mean that the wheels are coming off of that? And then we see the expansions in Australia, in Europe, in Canada, really Commonwealth countries are some of the worst hit by tyranny, saying, oh, we don't want the martial law to end. We don't want to let public gatherings happen unless it's, you know, approved sites where you've all been inoculated and do what we say, because people are communicating and sharing disinformation. So it's not enough to censor people in their homes or online or send the police their houses in the UK, in Australia, in Spain, in Germany, knocking down doors, arresting women because they were online. Remember in Australia, criticizing the lockdown, saying it was a fraud. Oh, that's not approved UN information. That's not approved by Tedros over there, who now says, oh, the vaccine doesn't work, got to wear a mask forever, got to take more vaccines, because there'll always be new variants. Everything we told you's happened. A giant criminal corporate big pharma scam through the UN with the communist Chinese, rushing in now Hawaii. You want to come to Hawaii, got to have an inoculation. That's a state in the U.S. They're violating interstate commerce. They're violating federal and state law. How do we push back? There is some good news. Community College waives vaccine requirements, citing diversity and equality, saying there was secret testing on people in this country. Oh, finally, some common sense. Another one, Make-A-Wish Foundation backs down and decides not to mandate vaccines for Wish kids. Meanwhile, it's coming out that it's causing all this death and illness and heart attacks, and it isn't rare. So to give us the state of where he thinks we are, how things are going for the power grab of the system, and what he thinks is going to happen next is Robert Barnes, because we're not just about giving you cutting-edge information. We're about next month's news today, next year's news today, and that's why we are the vaunted InfoWars, brought to you by We the People, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. And I salute you yet again, that we weren't supposed to be on air during this takeover, but because we are on air, now our vision, our understanding, our analysis of the world is becoming mainstream, and the New World Order is in panic mode. Their gaslighting is failing. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. This is a momentous time, the best of times, the worst of times. How would you address the situation?
Constitutional freedoms and liberty going to be maintained and sustained in America.
Robert, we have a little technical problem. Let's just Got his mic up now. Robert Barnes, please continue now.
Hey, no problem. I think this is a defining time for the country because we're going back to a century ago, back to the rise of the Nazi Party, back to the rise of fascism, back to the rise of communism, back when human experimentation and eugenics and forced sterilizations were commonplace. I mean, I don't know if people saw, but last week, Britney Spears said about how her conservatorship has basically put her into a case of forced sterilization and forced involuntary medication. That's how dangerous and precarious a position we're in. And they're trying to extend that to the entire world because that's what these new compelled, coerced vaccines are all about. And I think the fight back against this is essential. Now, because there's been so much good fight back in the court of public opinion, people have been asserting their rights to their employers, to their educational institutions, to their local schools, to their local governments. There's been a whole bunch of people that have stepped back from the brink and have said they're not going to do forced vaccines. But there are a few that have said they're going to continue. The city of San Francisco is talking about it. And what can be exclusive to announce today is I'm looking at filing suit against Madison Square Garden within the next week or two because they're trying to force all of their employees to take the vaccine, regardless of whether or not they've even already had COVID, which is better immunity than the vaccine can even offer, according to multiple medical studies.
And if you've already had it, it can kill you. Medical doctors even say that. So it's a corporation playing doctor in our lives. What happened to my body, my choice? But Barnes, that's why I'm so glad you came on today. I tried to get you on Friday or Sunday. You couldn't. And then I had it in my notes yesterday to start the show off with Britney Spears and parallel how a conservatorship at 30-something years old has taken all of her rights. She's a slave that's got to work 360 days a year. They take most of the money. And under globalism, they make us all basically wards of the state. That's what the Great Reset is. You own nothing. You have nothing. You have no medical rights. This is the system trying to make us all bankrupt wards of the state. That's really their goal. And that was my own thought. Nobody else was saying that. You're saying it. Great minds think alike. That is exactly what this is.
No doubt. If people want to see what the Great Reset's goal and ultimate objective is, see how the conservatorship has treated Britney Spears. She's required to work, but can't even. She has to use her own money. She has to pay lawyers to steal from her. Lawyers that are stealing from her, she has to pay them out of her own resources that she makes at their direction. She is not allowed. She has a IUD in her body that she's not being allowed to take out. So they're controlling whether or not she can even have children. This is a form of forced sterilizations. They're forcing medications on her. If she, whenever she objected, they would force more medications on her. That's why she hadn't. This has been going on for more than a dozen years. And the reason why she hadn't objected before was she was terrified at how they would make it worse for her. Not only that, they're forcing her to go to psychologists, disclose her most intimate secrets to these people that is then used against her. So this is forced medication, forced sterilization, forced labor. She often doesn't want to do these work
and
assignments.
That's what the
and they're
lawyers
requiring
are doing
her to-
with their nanny state, with their COVID, with their big tech. They're doing this to all of us. They're gaslighting us and using the same tactics that Hollywood uses to enslave children throughout their lives. When they finally try to get off the plantation, you know about the star killing that we do know goes on. Then, mysteriously, these stars die.
Well, exactly. I mean, you look at it, it's sort of William Faulkner's To See the World Through a Grain of Sand. People could see, I mean, first you had the music industry traffic Britney Spears. Then you had the media traffic Britney Spears. And for the last dozen years, American courts and the government has been trafficking Britney Spears. And that's it. And the dangerous, precarious precedent it sets, all of the legal theories and political theories behind conservatorship are the same as the Great Reset. That in the name of your health, they're going to force, they can do forced labor, forced medication, forced sterilization, control of all of your basic core freedoms and liberties, whether or not you even go on vacation or not, who you talk to, what doctor you pick. That's the goal and the objective. And if they can do it to someone this famous, this well off, imagine what they can do to all of us. And that's why it's a perfect microcosm for what's going on. But what's also a perfect microcosm for what's going on is the fact that she, like many and millions of Americans, are fighting back. When she understood that she did have rights, by the way, she was not allowed to pick her own lawyer in the proceedings. Her lawyer was picked by the system. It's also like the way the system works and that the lawyers are getting rich off of this. Nobody has an incentive to be honest in her proceedings because they only get rich the longer the conservatorship goes on. That's true of her father. That's true of the conservators. That's true of the trust.
And that's why they want
the lawyers.
Global Marshall Plan for the UN to take over the planet under the COVID emergency to, quote, forgive all debts, but put us all under a new system of debt. We're all going under the conservatorship.
That's precisely right. They want the global reset is a Britney Spears style conservatorship for the world, particularly for ordinary everyday Americans and working class populations that enriches a corrupt crony capitalist protected few in whichever societies that they're in. They're the same lawyer class that's getting rich off of stealing from Britney Spears is the same sort of political class that has gotten rich off of COVID. And what we need to do is we need to fight back like Britney Spears has. And what was the first step of that? She got educated. Self-education is the first step to self-empowerment. And by her getting knowing what her rights really are, now asserting them, she may be able to finally put an end to this. And we should use it as an example and an exemplar to fight back against the great
reset.
I'm
glad you brought this
George
up.
Soros
Let's come back.
Conservatives.
I totally agree. George Soros trying to be our conservator. Explain this to people when we come back, because I meant to get to this and I'd forgotten it. And I'm glad that you separately, with your great mind, came up with this, because this is modern slavery and it's incredible. They won't let her have babies. They steal all her money.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Talking about the inoculations, the tyranny of it, what's happening in politics, but I had really meant to cover my own personal view of the parallels of the enslavement of Britney Spears with COVID, with the New World Order. And then Barnes came out and said even better than I was saying it or didn't say it, because it's the truth. And as he said, it's like seeing the world through a grain of sand. If we can get this out of the public, we can free all of ourselves, because that's what we're being inducted into. So recap what you were saying. This is so powerful. How can a 35, 36-year-old woman, in fact, how old is she? She's almost 40. How can Britney Spears be a slave where she has to go on tour after tour after tour, basically no breaks, and lawyers tell her that she can't have babies, has to have a dangerous medical device in her uterus? I mean, all of this is out of control. What would you do as a lawyer representing her? Because I guess this is still up in the air. What's going to happen with her?
Well, fortunately, I mean, basically for the last dozen years, she believed, because she's been under this conservatorship for 13 years now. And so basically she's been led to believe that if she said anything, if she protested, if she took any action, then it would get worse. And in fact, that's what happened when she said anything about trying to end the conservatorship. They put her under a stricter regime, increased her medication, forced medication on her, dangerous medications they put on her, SSRI drugs, which you've been talking about for the better part of 20 years, the dangerous components of those drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I've been doing legal cases concerning them for also about 20 years. This goes back to the drugging of our children, with ADHD drugs back when they're, five and six and seven. So that's what she's had to face. And so she's been told when she will work, where she will work, how she will work. She's been determined, what relationship she's going to be in, what doctor she will see, when she will see them, what will be in her body, what won't be in her body, whether she can have children or not have children, who she can be involved with, what work she can do, what relationship she can have, what doctors she can see. I mean, everything about her body, her soul, her liberty has been controlled and monopolized.
And they were doing the same thing to Kanye West for a while. So this is the Hollywood system that claims it loves women, claims it wants to empower children, that instead is sexualizing children, that's caught in the NXIVM cult, Harvey Weinstein. The truth is, this is a real group of brainwashers. Hollywood is a cult, not just brainwashing the public, but brainwashing the people that work for them.
Exactly. And there's many people who wonder whether the timing of this conservatorship really wasn't about Britney having, an expressive break, which is what happened. I mean, she didn't commit any crime. She didn't go on some crime spree. She didn't harm anybody, anything like that. By Hollywood standards, it was a pretty minor provision. It's what I used to say in the Snipes case. If crazy was criminal, half of Hollywood would be in prison. By that standard, her minor break was a relatively minor break for someone who had been stressed out and trafficked as long as she had by the media and the music industry and by her own family. And in that, there are many people who wonder whether or not there's other information she has that they are suppressing and keeping from the public by keeping control over her entire liberty. I mean, it's mighty convenient that some of the same people who would potentially be embarrassed in the Hollywood industry and in the legal industry by what's been taking place in Hollywood over the past half century or more are the people that are involved in supporting this conservatorship. I mean, there should have been a lot more outrage by a lot more people for a lot longer. And most ordinary Americans just didn't know what the score was. And they tricked her into telling people, you better tell people that you support this conservatorship or it's going to get worse. So people assumed until she spoke last week. And you got to wonder about the courts. The courts tried to prevent any of that recording from coming out, tried to prevent people from even recording it. This is a right of public access. It's a constitutionally guaranteed right in California. Robert, you have a right to know what's going on in the court proceedings. You have a right for those proceedings to be published. Why is the California court system trying to suppress her statement about what was really going on?
And as the Hollywood system collapses and all the payoffs don't work, I think it's a safe bet because a lot of these kids that work for the Disney program, we know a lot of the directors were pedophiles. Convicted pedophiles are allowed back to work at Disney as directors with children. I think it was a safe bet. If I was a betting man, I would give it a very, very, very high percentage chance that she wasn't just financially and politically enslaved and trafficked, but that when she was a young child, she looks pretty drugged up in those photos and videos, and I think there's probably a lot going on that the system wants to cover up.
Well, I mean, put it this way, it's a mighty convenient means to accomplish and achieve that objective, particularly when you control what doctor she sees. You control what psychologist she sees. I mean, because the kind of people she should have had access to, she should have had access to doctors that are very good at dealing with childhood trauma, at deal with potentially being trafficked, at deal with being exposed in an early. I mean, she was sexualized at a very early age by the people who are controlling her in terms of her marketing and public. I mean, for those of us who watched it, we were all found it disturbing. Those, you know, the why are they doing this to a 15-year-old girl? We would never ever allow this to happen to our own daughters. And they were doing this for the world to witness. And you've got to wonder about what the mindset of some of those people were. You got to wonder about some of their connections. And you got to wonder whether or not their desire to control, especially what doctor she sees, what they won't allow her to pick her own psychologist. Why is that? Well, why are they trying to monopolize basic access to basic information that concerns her own body and her own mind? There's some, you know, there could be even darker truths than simply stealing from her. The only way we can know about that or find out about that is if she is given full, meaningful freedom and liberty to pick her own doctor, to exercise control over her own mind, body, and money.
So what happens next with these court cases? What happens next?
So she has requested that the conservatorship end and that her freedom be restored. And so it's going to be up to the judge. Now, unfortunately, a lot of judges in these situations have a history. In my view, conservatorship often violates people's constitutional rights. So I find it offensive in general, constitutionally offensive in general.
Aren't there multiple ways, even if the judge refuses, she can appeal? And also, she's a free human. She could go contract. She could refuse herself and just say she's not going to comply with it.
What's happened before is when she's refused to comply, they've increased her forced medication. They've done more further social isolation. So she is compare her legally to human chattel slavery in 1850 South. There's not a great difference right now, sadly. And then that's what's terrifying. They want to restore. It's like the old slave owners are still mad that
Britney
slavery
Spears
was abolished.
Britney Spears is a slave. Britney Spears is a slave.
No doubt. I mean, at multiple legal levels, that's how she's being treated. She doesn't have control over her own body. She doesn't have control over her own medicine. She doesn't have control over her own doctors. She doesn't have control over her own labor. She doesn't have control over her own property. How is that not legally the equivalent of chattel slavery in 1850 Mississippi? And, you know, I mean, her family's from Mississippi, and apparently that's these court systems and these lawyers thought they should restore 1850s slavery-style politics to the situation. And it's what people like George Soros want to do to the whole world. It's what Bill Gates would love to have. I mean, this is like a Bill Gates kind of dream, this kind of control over human beings and the methods and means and modes of that control. And so her case is more than about Britney Spears, more than about a celebrity,
and it's
more than just about American culture.
Exactly. It's about us all. It's got to scare the system that she finally got the courage or the support to do this. And so we'll come back and shift gears into the larger picture here and get into the politics and the support, the major push to indict President Trump. Is that really going to be happening?
4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. That means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I will, and he will be free.
Brown Show, only here because of you, only here because of your word of mouth, and the system is definitely scared of you spreading the word. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is here with us right now. I'm glad he brought up Britney Spears, because is that not an illustration of how tyrannical and oppressive Hollywood is? The NXIVM cult's going down, the sex slavery, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Barnes, from your research, why is there so much cult programming, sex slavery, pedophilia in the Hollywood leftist elites, not just here but all over the world? I mean, you've been around the world. You've studied a lot of things. That's undoubtedly a major theme to what they're doing. The sexualization of children is all over the news. It's being pushed as a good thing. I've got shock video. Hell, I guess we ought to play it, of a man going in a girl's bathroom and exposing himself. And they say, that's okay. He says he's a woman. And so this obsession with liberals putting a fake penis in the diaper of little girls so they grow up with a penis in case they want to have a penis. I mean, this is really just pedophile pervert stuff out in the open. I just don't compute. I mean, I understand there's been sickos throughout history, but why are there so many and why are they taking over?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a merger of two disturbing trends that go, you know, the ones that goes back to the eugenics at the turn of the century, where human beings were just seen as lesser, seen as people you could experiment on. And, you know, going into the eugenics movement and everything that that was about. And that was greenlit by the most powerful people in our legal system and one of the most morally horrendous decisions in world history. And definitely in American history, was the Supreme Court's Connie Buck decision, the decision that I will be challenging and contesting and seeking to permanently reverse with the vaccine challenges and lawsuits that we will be bringing. But in the same context, so you have that trend on the one hand, the Bill Gateses of the world, the George Soros of the world, that believe in total control, merging with, you know, sort of the what really sort of started to peak in the 1960s. I don't know if people are seeing, have watched the Son of Sam special that's on Netflix that documents Maury Terry's great work over many decades. But, you know, that goes back to the early 60s, where you had sort of, you know, the whole Anton LaVey, the process group out of the, you know, 1960s that formed with Charles Manson and the Sons of Sam cult and the rest, which basically saw human experimentation in a different way as a form of source of power. And a critical, in both cases, Charles Manson and Sons of Sam, there were people deeply connected to it that were close to Hollywood and part of Hollywood. And that's not a coincidence. It's because Hollywood has long dabbled in that area. That they a lot of people that are seek out Hollywood and want to succeed in Hollywood and do succeed in Hollywood are power-driven people. They love control, and they love various forms of cultural experimentation that undermines traditional values and traditional mores. And consequently, that's what you get. You get, I mean, and they're people who want access. Where better can you get access to, you know, that's the history of child abusers going back, you know, centuries, that they look for places where they can access vulnerable children. And that's why you find them disproportionately in certain, sometimes in certain subparts of certain religious institutions, but you find them in orphanages, foster homes, and especially you find them in Hollywood. And it's because they have unusual access to young children, unusual degrees of power over young children, and it attracts that crowd, and that crowd has a cultural more or a lack of basic morals that allows them to engage in that behavior on a mass scale. And they're often involved in nationwide, you know, groups, nationwide groups that can go off on to another extreme when you see things like the Sons of Sam and Charlie Manson. A lot of these things tie back together when you study the intellectual and ideological threads that unite them historically.
Well, exactly. And if you look at the main founders of modern psychology, Freud, Kinsey, all of these guys promoted sex with children in their own writings and ascribed everything to sex and everything to scatological, really disgusting things that most people I know certainly aren't into. So really their own mental illness was projected on the world. It was then picked up as science and has now shaped our civilization. It's really like a giant boa constrictor swallowing what's left of our civilization. Now, shifting gears into a similar area of power and control, Canada is under UN control, just like Australia. They take UN directives. Medical doctors that talk about ivermectin or whatever get, you know, lose their license or whatever. Total control. Churches shut down across the country, but the rock concerts are back open and the rest of it, and Walmart's never closed. This is out of Nova Scotia. The province health department saying we're not allowing public gatherings because people might share disinformation. So now they admit it's martial law, and they admit, like out of Red Dawn or something, but in the real world, that free speech is a super bad thing, and they don't want people getting together. So a permanent martial law, like North Korea or something, a non-authorized event, and he's admitting this is not for the virus. We're using that as the pretext. So why couldn't this be challenged in court? And why in so many videos are Canadian ministers saying, we admire Xi Jinping, we want a dictatorship? I mean, what is going on in Canada? Here's the clip.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are spreading deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Okay, so he's admitting people protesting, people going out, people not liking the lockdown is the reason we're not letting them demonstrate. So it's really the snake eating its tail here. And then the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, put out 2 weeks ago by Biden, it says questioning lockdowns is terrorism, is white supremacy. And then we've got the American Jewish Congress putting out a special report saying anybody that does anything, including free speech, should be shut down. They call for Gab to be closed because they allow free speech on there. So we have all these major groups, including the executive branch, doing this, Robert Barnes. And so we see this all over the world under UN control. What do you make of this?
Well, it's confession through projection, because the only people spreading mass false information is the institutional media and are these institutional government. The ones out there spreading the real big lie about the election is that the election was free and fair. And yet they're saying anyone who says otherwise ends up like Rudy Giuliani, subject having his law license taken away for what he said in the court of public opinion about the elections. Unprecedented in America. In the same context, in the same capacity, you have these governments saying don't get together to talk about COVID. Take the country of Canada and its various regional governments. Well, they have been spreading misinformation to their population for the better part of a year or more, saying that not only misinformation about what was happening in the hospital, but misinformation about alternative therapeutics, misinformation about the risk of the vaccine, misinformation about where COVID came from, misinformation about the fact that Canada shipped away its protective equipment to China and the way they're involved in China. So that's what, I mean, it's confession through projection, in that they are saying other people are doing what they're doing, and they want to be able to get away with what they're doing by not allowing other people to expose their campaign of misinformation, their campaign of lies and deception. To get an idea of how absurd and extreme it is, the NC North Carolina State baseball players last week lost a chance to play right on the cusp of the World Series because their vaccinated players got COVID. I mean, and yet, and so they got their they were canceled because the vaccinated players got COVID. But this is not information the media wants to meaningfully talk about while denying and stripping people of their core liberties and fundamental rights.
That's right. Let's come back and talk about that, because this is the official national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, the FBI, the CIA, they all follow it. And it says in here, protesting lockdowns, terrorism, not wanting a shot, terrorism, questioning election, terrorism.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Finishing up with the whole COVID tyranny, here's an article out of the New York Post. Prove you're vaccinated with this immunization band bracelet. And Barnes breaking the news, they're getting ready to follow suit. It's Madison Square Garden that tries to make all its employees have it. And now at major football games across the country and other things, they're making people, baseball games, sit in areas that aren't as good if they're not vaccinated. So it's not even about being able to buy a ticket now. Wanting to know your medical history, as they now admit, more people are, quote, getting sick and going to the hospital with COVID than have had the shot because it makes your body create the spike protein. They cooked this fraud up, it's clear, Barnes, from the very, very beginning. with not just lawsuits from you and others, but how do we attack this? I think everybody goes to city council, county commissioner, school boards, and exposes the fraud. We don't let them just launch the fraud and then kind of back off a little bit because they know there's opposition. Because as soon as we turn around, they're going to attack again. We've got to go on the offense and realize the UN's in charge of this. They're already calling for new global lockdowns. They're calling for permanent masks. This is the tyranny.
Well, what did Bill Gates call it a year ago when Stephen Colbert said, oh, maybe you shouldn't use that phrase? Bill Gates called it the final solution. So I'm just waiting for them to say that that people need to start wearing their yellow stars if they're not in the quote-unquote proper group. This is the nature of what's taking place and what's transpiring, and the ability to continue to push back on it in the court of public opinion, in the court of law, in whatever court you can get access to, whether that's, as you mentioned, city hall, county commission, local school board, local business, whoever it is. The pushback is already working at an extraordinary level. In the same way that, you know, Britney Spears fighting back awakened people to the risk of conservatorship, everyday ordinary Americans fighting back is awakening businessmen, awakening school board officials, political officials, others to the fact this is not a popular proposal in America. America does not want to go back to the days of Connie Buck. America does not want to go back to the days of eugenics. America does not want to go back to the days of being guinea pigs for white lab coat experimentation. We've had enough of a live Milgram experiment we've had to live through in the last year. Enough is enough is enough. And that's why, you know, we're fighting, doing what we can in the court of law. But what everybody's doing in the court of public opinion is mattering. You know, 3 years ago, before all this started, the number of people who were willing to question a drug labeled a vaccine, because that's all a vaccine is, just a drug, was only about 5% of the country. Today, that's more than a third of the country. So people are awakening every single day. And part of how they're awakening is supporting programs like this. This is the reason why they've been trying to look at the timing. The great focus to take InfoWars off the air, to defame and destroy it, started not long right before this plot was launched and this plot was put out into the world. Why? Because they knew how important the court of public opinion is. It is the fifth pillar of power that undergirds the other four pillars of power. It's the perception of power and the confidence the public has in the integrity of that power. And that is collapsing. This great reset narrative is collapsing everywhere, constantly and continuously, thanks to people supporting networks like InfoWars. That people who do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy basic products that support their health, which, by the way, go back to that. Look at how there was a massive legal war, political war fought on anybody who pointed out simple things. Like maybe silver is good for you, like maybe vitamin D is good for you, like maybe there's some alternative therapeutics that might be helpful. Anybody who said that was blacklisted and blackballed, was targeted for political and legal assault. And now we're finding out, as Brett Weinstein is documenting day after day after day, despite the threats of the big media, despite the threats of big tech, that in fact these alternative therapeutics have real value. We're finding the people that had high levels of vitamin D that didn't have major deficiencies in vitamin D in certain parts of the world, like Japan and other places. Those are places where COVID never really took hold in a dangerous way in the first place. So we're getting more and more information out there, and it's critical that people continue to support independent information. People don't think it matters. It does matter. By you being able, by each individual
and Robert,
doing what they
can. Let me expand
on
that. Let me expand. This is the whole new world order, whole world government takeover. The rest of our lives is going to be the great reset and hysteria over bugs and forced inoculations. So the harder we push now, the quicker we're going to beat this, because they're going to launch new attacks. It's going to get crazier. But up front, us exposing them and discrediting them is going to change the entire game and shorten how long this whole Antichrist takeover is going to happen. So exactly, just because they're backing off in some areas, you've got to hammer more than ever and have complete earnestness and just absolutely be on fire, realizing that now is the time. Now is the time to be warning and engaging, because this is the whole corporate New World Order, carbon tax, post-human move is now. And everybody, no matter where you work or what color you are, this is targeting you, and we better come together against the globalist eugenics operation. And you're right, Barnes, that's the great news. Thanks to the listeners and you and all of us together and the shows you're doing and countless others. Now it's becoming mainstream about eugenics and depopulation and New World Order. It's not just them pushing it. It's people countering and seeing these aren't good people. These are monsters. And so as bad as things have been the last year and a half, it could have been a lot worse. So thank God listeners kept us on air.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's not a coincidence that the first people out there protesting were people who are InfoWars fans. Leading the, they were the tip of the spear. And at the time, there was all this criticism, all this condemnation, all these attacks. But that crowd was the right crowd. They were right all along. And that's what's done the most important, valuable work, and it's the most important, valuable work for people to continue to do. People can contribute in every level of activity. Doesn't require a person to be publicly active. Doesn't require a person put their job at risk. It only requires doing what you can to, in Gad Saad's words, release your inner honey badger and find that place in your life where you can do so.
That's right.
And
there maybe must be a sense of urgency. Work. The globalist assault is going to get so intense, folks. We have to... I mean, look at the police attacking people all over, and now folks are fighting back against the police that are attacking folks. So just crazy times. Barnes, in closing, I had 100 other topics I wanted to get into. They're trying to indict Trump. Julian Assange, this big court case, this top witness coming out being a fraud. Right Wing Watch has been permanently banned by YouTube when they were the people out getting everybody else banned. Tackle whatever you want in the last 3 minutes.
Sure. So, I mean, we're seeing a lot of important pushback. Great independent investigative journalism by the Icelandic press that exposed that, once again, Robert Mueller, and people can go back and watch the Journey to the Dark Side that was an InfoWars exclusive about Robert Mueller and the whole history of who he is. Robert Mueller, again, used a pedophile, another fraudster, to lie and fabricate evidence against Julian Assange because they needed more evidence than just the Chelsea Manning case in order to try to convince the British courts to extradite. And now it turns out all the evidence is not only fabricated, but it turns out that guy was an undercover informant while they listed him as an unindicted co-conspirator, which is exactly what some people like Darren Beatty and others have documented may have occurred on January 6th. We see the same pattern. In fact, it appears the FBI was the one doing and instructing the hacking of various materials and information that they wanted to later shift the blame on Julian Assange. So as just like there's a Free Britney Spears movement, there is a right and righteous Free Julian Assange movement that gained major power by independent investigative journalists and ordinary everyday people sharing the story that exposed more government malfeasance, more government misconduct, more bad actions by those in positions of power. We're seeing the so for all the bad news of people in positions of power going after Rudy Giuliani to try to set a precedent to say lawyers can't even talk in the court of public opinion about things they don't want them to talk about. We see pushback by independent investigative journalists on the Julian Assange case. Pushback by Britney Spears fighting for rights that matter for everyone in the conservatorship case, and ordinary everyday Americans fighting back writ large, whether it's in challenging these vaccines with their employer, with their local business, challenging Marxist critical race theory at their local school board. All of these ordinary people, the great schools of learning that can never be shut down, are the archives of nature and the rights of man established by God in our souls and in the world around us. And if we act on it, then we can change the world, and that's what we are witnessing over the last year and a half. So for all the darkness and despair of the live Milgram experiment we've all had to undergo, the fact that more people are pushing back than ever pushed back in the Milgram experiment itself is a sign of the power of the human conscience, the human soul, and of American freedom to reassert itself once again.
That's right. We are living in the great test. We are living in incredible times. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for the time. Amazing.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
Thank you. The Assange information is just over the top, what he was just saying. That's all documented, by the way. Total fraud, pedophile setting him up, same old story, unindicted co-conspirators. All right, third hour, your calls, a bunch of news coming up. Strap yourselves in. Please stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.